And Lydia Rebine is in the studios with us on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon, Lydia.
It is beautiful. It's a heat wave.
Yeah. You walked over from the library?
I did. I didn't even put my snow boots on to do it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it was almost 40 degrees and unreal.
Yeah, and it was melting off the eaves of the businesses on Main Street, and we'll take it.
Yeah, it's better than 40 below like last week, so.
Just about anything is better than 40 below.
Yep. Well, I'm glad you made the trip over from the library today on a beautiful day, so. So let's get started. Tell us a little bit about the activities going on at the Madison Public Library.
Lots of programs, lots of activities. One thing I do want to mention first, though, is that we have Martin Luther King Jr. Day coming up on Monday, January 17th. So this coming Monday. So all Pioneerland libraries will be closed for that federal holiday. But yes, so programs, lots of different things going on. The winter reading program started back on January 1st. Madison, Canby, and Dawson, our program this year is running January through February. And the challenge this year is a bookmark that you have to fill out, complete the bookmark with a certain number of books, and the first 24 readers at each location who turn those back in get a winter reading mug.
Oh, wow. A mug.
Yes, a mug. A nice little coffee mug.
Oh, nice.
And you have to like the design on the mug, Paul. That's mandatory because I made it.
Okay, let's talk. What is the design?
This year, it is a old style truck, with books in the back. So it's a bookload of trucks.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So just remember to really praise that design next time you see it.
All right, I will.
Uh huh.
We'll have to take a picture of it and post it.
So first 24 people. Mugs, and then in Madison, I'm also going to be doing a gift basket raffle. So those first 24 people who return their cards will also get their names entered into the raffle for the gift basket, and that's just Madison.
Okay.
Also coming up, Madison, Dawson, and Canby, we're going to be hosting STEAM challenges for students. So STEAM stands for Science, Technology, Engineering, Art, in math. If you've heard of a STEM, this is that with a little more added on. So the challenges are going to be Saturday, January 15th in Canby, Saturday, January 22nd in Dawson, and Saturday, January 29th in Madison. There's going to be two age groups at each library. So it will be the 2nd through 6th graders, and then the 7th through 12th graders. Each of those age groups has different times during the day, so I won't go through that big, long list. Just go on to our Facebook pages to see the actual list. That'll be a lot more straightforward and simple than me rambling them off.
Okay.
So Madison Public Library MN, Canby Public Library MN, and Dawson Public Library MN on Facebook. You can find the info on there. But the 2nd through 6th graders are going to be teaming up to create either an airbag or a mechanical arm. And grade 7 through 12 will have the option to build a Rube Goldberg machine or take part in a cooperative board game. Mm. So that will be very fun, something different. Pre-registration is encouraged, but it's not required. It helps us kind of know who's coming, though, and what to expect. So if you want to give us a call to sign up or to get those times by age group, you can call the Madison Library at 320-598-7938, extension 1. Canby at 507-223-5738, or Dawson at 320-769-2069. We also have lots of crafts coming up at the libraries for adults and kids. Right now, for adults in Madison this week, we have kits for a set of drink coasters. They are granite drink coasters. You can't see me making the air quotes, but granite drink coasters. They're actually paper with a granite design Mod Podged onto tiles.
Okay.
So you have options of different colors of paper you can pick out to make them customizable. You get to add details to them afterwards. Very fun. So that's our craft this week through whenever we run out for adults for make and take. Starting on the 24th, we're going to switch over to a geometric canvas art a project. That's all it's going to be, Take and Make Kit. And you can see pictures of both of those on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. For kids in Madison, we have a bunch of winter-themed activities planned for this weekend. Naomi's planning a morning of snowman and winter-themed fun. So that's Saturday, January 15th, starts at 10:30. We're going to have indoor activities, including snowball bowling, beanbag tosses, different fun experiments. And then outside on the lawn, if the weather cooperates and we get the snow that they're forecasting for Friday, we're going to be making snowmen and doing snow painting. We also have make and take crafts for kids right now. At the moment, I believe we have a snowflake craft is the make and take kit for kids. And then starting on January 17th, it's going to be a snowman window ornament make and take for Madison. Over in Dawson, they're going to be having a Fun with 4-H program for kids on January 18th. That's going to be from 3:30 to 4:30, and they're going to be learning all about owls.
Oh.
I want to go to that one. I love owls.
Yep. owls are interesting creatures,
they
aren't they?
They are, and I think it's so funny how much of them is just fluff.
Oh.
If you've ever seen, like, a wet owl.
Okay, no, I haven't.
It's mostly all of that volume is fluff. Okay. There's not a lot of actual owl under there.
I can say that for myself, too.
Okay. Insulation, right?
Insulation, yep.
So they're going to be learning about owls. Again, that's on the 18th from 3:30 to 4:30. Dawson also has a make and take kit available for kids right now. It's a snowman craft. And Camby has a make and take kit for kids that is a snowflake craft. Snowman, snowflake. Mm. So that's some of the stuff going on. Obviously, more things out there, but we can't spend all day going through activities. So go on to our Facebook pages. Another new thing, we have a limited number of Chromebooks now at each library that people can actually check out and take home. Just need to have a library card in good standing, so one that is up to date, no fines on it, and you can check out a Chromebook and take it home. That's for 28 days. They don't come, they're not cellular enabled, so they don't have their own internet. You would have to have an internet source at home to use them with.
Okay.
We also sometimes have hotspots that people can check out that you could potentially check out with the Chromebook. Right now, all of ours are checked out, but that's something to consider, too. If you don't have internet at home, we have hotspots you can check out. You can get on a waiting list for those. The only other thing I guess I want to mention is OverDrive. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, but for a long time, there have been two software applications for our digital collection. They were both by a company called OverDrive, and one was the OverDrive app, and the other is the Libby by OverDrive app.
Mm-hmm.
Libby was essentially just the new version of OverDrive, and they've discontinued updates for OverDrive, and now starting on February 9th, I believe it is, OverDrive is going to be completely removed from the app stores. You won't have OverDrive anymore. Mm,
okay.
So just a reminder, switch over to Libby. Now's the time.
Yep.
You got to.
Okay.
So go with Libby.
All right. I did that. So, all right. Yeah, a lot of activities happening at the Madison Public Library. So let's move into what are you guys reading over there?
Sure.
A lot of different things?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lots of different things. Absolutely. It's the whole smorgasbord again.
Okay.
I am reading a book called The Bright Ages, A New History of Medieval Europe by Matthew Gabriel. The word medieval conjures images of the Dark Ages, centuries of ignorance, superstition, stasis, savagery, and poor hygiene. But the myth of darkness obscures the truth. This was a remarkable period in human history. The Bright Ages recast the European Middle Ages for what it is, capturing this 1,000-year era in all of its complexity and fundamental humanity, bringing to light both its beauty and its horrors. The Middle Ages may have been a world lit only by fire, but it was one whose torches illuminated the magnificent rose windows of cathedrals, even as they stoked the pyres of accused heretics. Deb is reading Crazy House, Crazy House Book 1 by James Patterson and Gabrielle Chabonnet. 17-year-old Becca Greenfield was snatched from her home and thrown without reason into a hellish prison known as the Crazy House. To avoid execution, she's told to shut her mouth and keep her head down. Becca was never really good at either. Her only hope for survival is for her sister, Cassie, to find her. That the good twin will stop following the rules and start breaking them before it's too late. Because the jailers at Crazy House soon discover they made a mistake that could get both sisters killed. Karen is reading Rainwater by Sandra Brown. Ella Barron runs her Texas boarding house with the efficiency of a ship's captain and the grace of a gentlewoman. She cooks, cleans, launders, and cares for her 10-year-old son Soleil, a sweet but challenging child whose busy behavior and failure to speak elicits undesired advice from others in town. When a room in her boarding house opens up, the respected town doctor brings Ella a new boarder, the handsome and gallant Mr. David Rainwater. Dr. Kincaid tells Ella in confidence that Mr. Rainwater won't require the room for long. He is dying. Begrudgingly, Ella accepts Mr. Rainwater's application to board, but she knows that something is happening. She is being swept along by an unusual series of events. Soon, this strong-minded, independent woman will realize that the living she has eked out for herself in the small bubble of her town is about to change, whether she likes it or not. Alice is reading Ocean Prey, Lucas Davenport, Book 31 by John Sanford. 31. Wow. An off-duty Coast Guardsman is fishing with his family in the Atlantic just off South Florida when he sees and then calls in some suspicious behavior in a nearby boat. It's a snazzy craft, slick and outfitted with extra horsepower, and is zipping along until it slows to pick up a surface diver, a diver who was apparently alone without his own boat in the middle of the ocean. None of it makes sense unless there's something hinky going on, and his hunch is proven correct when all three guardsmen who come out to investigate are shot and killed. They're federal officers killed on the job, which means the case is the FBI's turf. When the FBI's investigation stalls out, Lucas Davenport of the U.S. Marshals Service gets a call. The case turns even more lethal, and Davenport needs to bring in every asset he can find, including a detective with a fundamentally criminal mind, Virgil Flowers. I believe that's the main character of one of John Sanford's other very long-running book series. And then last but not least, we have Naomi, who is reading A Home for Unloved Orphans, Orphans of Hope House, Book 1, by Rachel Wesson. Never in a million years did Lauren Greenwood think she would be destitute and without a penny to her name. But when her father mercilessly disowns her in the depths of winter, that is her fate. Now homeless, Lauren finds America in the devastating grip of the Great Depression. All alone in the world, Lauren finds an orphanage in the sprawling fields of the Virginia countryside, a safe haven for those who have nowhere to go. But she is appalled to find children living in shocking conditions. Lauren, heartbroken by the rejection of her own father, vows to provide these poor orphans with the love she never received. When she sees an advertisement in the local newspaper with an anonymous benefactor donating money to families crippled by the Depression, it could be the answer to her prayers. Can Lauren save these children who have been rejected by the world? Or in a time of so much suffering, is there simply no hope?
All right, real good, Lydia. Well, you guys like to read over there.
Like I said, a little bit of everything. Again, you just never know what you'll get.
That's right. All right, well, where are you located, and when's the library open?
Well, the Madison Library is located on the north end of Main Street in Madison, on the west side of the street. We're one of the last of the old brick buildings as you're heading towards the courthouse there. We are open Mondays and Wednesdays, 10 to 5:30, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 10 to 7:30, Fridays from 1:30 to 5:30, and Saturdays from 10 to 2, and Monday through Friday, we are always closed from 1 to 1:30 for lunch.
All right. Real good, Lydia. Enjoy your nice warm walk back to the library.
I most certainly will.
All right. Lydia Rebine with the Madison Public Library.